Hello there, and welcome back to Radio Caulfield. Thanks for listening, folks. It's time for our five-minute phone-in, where we have callers from all over the globe and different walks of life calling us right here in the studio. We have a few callers on the line today who just can't wait to say hi. And first up is a young man called Fred, who is 97 and all the way from Nottingham, England. Perhaps he was related to one of Robin Hood's merry men. Let's find out. Hello, Fred.
Is it on?
How are you today, Fred?
I'm 96.
I believe you're 97, Fred.
I thought it was 96.
No, Fred. I think that was last year.
Oh, yes. I had a fine army career.
Oh, really? Were you in the First or the Second World War?
No idea.
Okay, Fred. Do you have a message for our listeners?
Don't crap on your own doorstep. It stinks. Merry Christmas.
Wise words there, Fred. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Next on the line, we have Stacy, and she's calling in from sunny Scotland. Hey there, Stacy.
All right.
How are you today?
Aye, no bad.
Great. What did you want to share with our listeners today?
What are you talking about?
Do you have a message?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll just have to move on to the next caller, then.
I don't can.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Gaelic.
Are you gay?
Sorry, again, it's hard to...
Do you like to like gays?
Sorry, what?
Gaelicker.
Well, if I was gay, would that be a problem to you?
I dinna ken.
You dine what?
I dinna ken. Learn to speak English.
Sorry, folks, the line seems to have gone dead. Next, we have...
Hello there. It's Professor Terence Longbottom here, calling directly from the lab in Oxford University. I'm thrilled to be talking to you all today on Science Hour about my latest discoveries in molecular structures. Did your listeners have something in particular they wanted to ask me, or would you just like me to fire away, as it were?
Hey, Professor Terence Longbottom. I believe you may have misdialed. This is not a Science Hour, and I have to admit I did flunk my chemistry class when I was in high school.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, old chap. How awfully embarrassing for you. I'll hang up and redial. Chatty bye now. Chatty bye.
Chatty bye. Next up, we have a talking chipmunk called Nuts, and he's calling all the way from somewhere in North America.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
We're all doing fine, and how are you?
You know, just hanging, shooting some b-ball, me and my nuts. Life ain't so hard, I guess. How's life treating you?
Yeah, things are good. Sorry to ask, you must get this a lot, but are you related to the chipmunks?
Well, funny you should ask. Alvin is actually my dad.
Oh, wow. And how is Alvin doing these days?
Oh, you know, he drinks and smokes a lot, and sometimes he don't look so good. But I always say, hey, Dad, life's not so hard. Want some nuts? But he just goes best to hibernate. Life can be pretty hard for some people, I guess. But not me.
Well, thanks for sharing, Nuts. And, you know, we are real sorry to hear about your dad. He sounds like he has a pretty bad drink problem. You know, it can happen to the best of rodents. Keep smiling.
Oh, I will. It's easy when you know how, I guess. I'm a Nuts. Nuts. A happy nut. I'm wishing you a happy holiday. Happy holidays!
Happy holidays, Alvin, Simon, Theodore. What a nice chipmunk.
Nice. How I detest the word nice. I'd rather be a stone-cold taxidermied rat than a nice chipmunk.
Oh, well, that's quite mean. Sorry, who's this?
More to the point, who are you, Steve? I don't need to phone in to connect to you, do I?
Because I'm in your mind.
Sorry, folks, it seems like we're having a little interference here, so I'm just going to reboot and I'll be right back with you.
Reboot away, Sonny Jim. I'll still be here, breathing in your ear. I'm a poet and I don't even know it. Let me show it. Whoa, it.
What the hell?
Yes, Steve, you said it. Hell is exactly where you'll be heading. That's what happens, I'm afraid, when you wish people were dead. Especially people you've never actually met and only talked to over the phone. Hardly very fair on them, is it?
I didn't wish they were dead. It's just sometimes they drive me crazy and I have to sit here and be so polite when all I really want to do is tell them where to get off.
It's the end of the line, Steve. Time to make your last broadcast. No one's listening anyway, are they? Is that because you're talking to yourself? Am I? I think we both know the answer to that, Steve.
But I don't even know what you're talking about.
I've always been a radio presenter.
It's the only thing I believed I was truly good at.
And the problem is, you're right, I dinna ken. I really don't. So, do your worst.
That's exactly what I'm about to do.